Well, hello, Elise Castle.
Well, hello, Mike Jensen.
Welcome to season two.
Here we are.
How fun. All right, let's get going. We have our first episode, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. This originally aired June 6th, 1999, directed by Alan Coulter. I'll be real correct.
A new one,
but he is going to be around. In fact, he directs four of the first five episodes.
Wow.
And then continues to be around for third season and fourth season, and written by MPK.
Our fave.
Yep. He's a funny one, that guy.
A mainstay.
You know you're going to get some jokes. So we also do have our DVD recap. What are the breakup rules? After Carrie ends her relationship with Mr. Big, she goes through the rigmarole of breaking up and dates a new Yankee. Meanwhile, Miranda is annoyed by all the man talk. Samantha's not satisfied with her not very well endowed boyfriend. And Charlotte's boyfriend has a problem with constant crotch adjustments. Now, I say some of that strangely because there are so many quotes.
Well, also, I like the liquid you that you gave rules.
That's actually all due to Miss Elise Castle.
Yeah, sometimes I do that.
And I think it's fun. So, the opening shot, for a couple of reasons. You have that, we have our camera come out of the clouds looking at Lower Manhattan. Of course, the thing that probably draws most people's eyes are you have the Twin Towers still mm-hmm. there. What really got me, and I paused it so I could really study it, is Battery Park City is still being built.
Oh, I didn't notice any of this.
Yeah, if you go in that opening sequence, with the first shot, you see downtown Manhattan, and literally, if you know New York, Battery Park, there's just huge empty spaces that eventually will be buildings and schools and stores and all of that, but it when this was filmed, apparently they were just still getting built. I'd be curious to see when that was actually built, because by the time that I moved here, it was all there, which was like a year later. So I wonder if this was a new shot or an old shot. Anyway, New York trivia. We cut to Carrie in her fur coat.
Yeah, and I remember you telling me once that Sex and the City is always in the summer.
Yeah.
I don't think it takes place in the summer, though.
But it does. I mean, I think it is. I don't know why she's wearing that
no,
fur coat.
No, because there's another hint later that it's not the summer.
Is there? Well,
yes.
This is not me saying this. This comes from, I believe, Michael Patrick King.
Well, then
who talks about the fact that Sex and the City always is a summer show.
Well, he needs to get in, like, you know, sit down with costumes and figure these yeah. things out, because
they must start filming in, say, like, if it airs in June, they must start filming in March or April.
Right. And maybe they're saying it airs in the summer, but I don't think it takes place in the summer.
Well, it's supposed to be a show that takes place in the summer with her fur coat.
Moving on.
Wait, the whole opening thing is her maybe bumping into her ex.
When you live on a tiny island like Manhattan, the odds of bumping into the one who broke your heart are incredibly high.
And apparently it takes half the time you went out with someone to get over them.
Well, what I find about that that's really interesting is through that we get two very interesting facts. One, they dated for a year.
Yeah, I have that written down, that they dated for a year. And
that's pretty revelatory. Like,
right.
She mentions a few months in the last season. We might be, like, retconning a little bit here.
I'm not sure how this happens because, well, let's come back to this because okay. Miranda yells for a taxi, which I'm like, all right, now everyone's yelling for a taxi. It's just not Carrie. And then we find out, this gave me a little bit of math. So Samantha is still with Gherkin James,
correct.
Right? And they say after 2 months. So it's been 2 months since the finale.
It's been 2 months since they started dating. They state it's been 1 month since they broke up, since Big and Carrie broke up.
Right.
Which makes it feel like that last episode took place over a month. There are some interesting time spans
right.
here.
So what I'm saying, though, is that either way, Carrie and Big were together a year. So the last episode we saw, Carrie and Big had been together between 10 and 11 months. And I don't feel like in the last episode that was the idea we were shown.
Yeah. So once again, I think we're doing a little retcon, a little bit of like, well, maybe this is what it was. We also do that thing that, of course, the show does. We're going to introduce a character of Eric, who was a very important person in Miranda's life before the show.
But we've
never heard of him. But he was very important before we met her. And that's just what happens on a TV show, I suppose.
Right.
You have to invent past things that happened. Carrie also makes the comment about how Mr. Big should leave because she was there first. Was Carrie there first? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we didn't. I guess he's, yeah.
Because Carrie, I don't think has been in, anyway. Interesting little thing.
Well, she's been there for 10 years.
Okay.
Because she says she's
later on, 10 years.
10 years in New York, countless dates, and 5 real relationships.
So we'll get to that. But first we do get back to James.
Mm-hmm.
Now I will say this. James is a lot.
Yeah.
He's a lot of like.
And how are the most beautiful women in Manhattan?
If we see them, I'll ask.
Have a fun day. And don't let anything bad happen to my princess.
Well, also, where is he dropping her off at? Is that like a, it looked like a courthouse.
I feel like we're gonna just assume that he lives there at the courthouse.
Sure.
Or wherever it is that they were. That they would have been at his or her apartment. Probably
right.
His. We go to Yankee Stadium, which just for the record would be the old Yankee Stadium. They have since rebuilt the stadium a little bit further north from where that location is.
They're apparently in the smoking section.
Which I guess that's why they're just really high up.
Yeah, well,
sure
she
there
says...
really is a smoking section.
Yeah, Samantha says, these seats suck, this hot dog sucks, my entire life sucks. And they're only sitting there because of the smoking.
Because it's the only place I can smoke without Giuliani putting me away for 10 years.
We have a couldn't help but wonder.
He drove in 47 runs. His on-base percentage was 410.
As Miranda went on and on about the new Yankee stats, I couldn't help but wonder about my own. 10 years playing in New York. Countless dates, 5 real relationships, 1 serious, all ending in breakups. If I were a ball player, I'd be batting, whatever really bad is.
It's mostly just that I couldn't help but wonder, and she gets into her stats, mm-hmm. and that's where she mentions that she's been in New York for 10 years, she's had 5 relationships, and one of them was serious. Do we think that Big is who she's saying was the serious one?
I guess, now that we know it's been a year.
Yeah. And then she catches the fly ball.
Yep.
That's really high up for a fly ball to go.
Really high up, and it's the new Yankee.
The new Yankee. Before we meet him, we have them in the hallway with the bulge and the cup runneth over.
Which I called that line. Like, the second Miranda was like, he's wearing a cup. And Samantha's like, honey, his cup runneth over. I was like,
we're definitely getting into pun town.
Yeah, I was
now.
Like, I called that one.
And then we meet Yankee Joe. I think his name is Joe Starr.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Devine or Devine.
Yeah.
He's still around. He's an actor. He works. They meet up where she signs his ball. Carrie, in a moment of courage, runs after him to ask him out.
To the Dolce and Gabbana party.
Do you remember what you wore to the Dolce and Gabbana party?
Yeah, it was.
I know it's a blur because we go to so many of those.
Yeah,
events.
I may have left it at the dry cleaners and I'm just not, you know.
Because I did have the moment of like, yeah, of course, the Dolce and Gabbana
right.
party. Okay, yeah.
I'll be there.
Who didn't go to that?
Losers.
Miranda doesn't have a great reaction.
No, no, no. This is not fair. This is not the way this is supposed to happen.
No, she's mad.
Yeah,
she's kind of
like straight up
and
pissed.
At first, I didn't know if it was because she's like, I'm the fan here.
I bet there's a little bit of that. I think that there's probably a bit of that involved. But Carrie gets the date.
Yeah, and then Samantha becomes a creepy voyeur. It's just, like, weird. Like, someone tell her to get out of there.
Well, yeah, she's... Well, he does ask, you know, can he do anything for her? And I think
she's like,
I think she's thinking...
She's just like...
She thinks about it.
Yeah, right? Ugh.
And then I guess the we get to the next scene is where we get to the actual question.
In the world where leaving each other seems more and more frequent, what are the breakup rules?
Breakup rules.
Rules.
And then we have our crowd montage.
Whatever you do, man, don't cry.
Don't call or see him till 3 months have passed.
Give her whatever she wants, but don't sign a motherfucking thing.
We do have our crowd montage, and I just wrote, I am the peanut lady.
Yeah.
This is who I am.
She's pretty
change
great.
Change your home, change your phone number, change your job. They're all bums.
Marilyn Dobrin. I hope I'm saying her last name right. She, and once again, she's an actress.
Yeah.
She's a New York actress. She's
been in a ton.
Yeah. She is pretty great.
That's who I am. And I think she might be Libby Bialik's mother.
Oh, I feel like maybe they're estranged.
No, they don't. Well, obviously, because Libby's selling fancy cheese.
Right.
And
has a much sunnier outlook on life.
Right. And the peanut lady is.
And she was like, Mom, you're so negative.
Yeah. Like, come on. We're both vendors of sorts. And I just wrote, I love a disposable camera.
Yeah. We cut to Carrie getting ready in a really, really beautiful blue dress.
Mm-hmm.
that picture, though.
Yeah.
Do we really think that Mr. Big, like, took that picture?
Like a selfie?
Yeah, extended his arm with a disposable camera.
Right.
It's a small point, but it gets me every time.
Yeah, it's a little bit perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like that we get the first rule, which is, number one, destroy all pictures where he looks sexy.
And you look happy.
Yep.
We get to the party.
Where there is a rollerblading cocktail server.
Now, here is my thought. This is what I think happened here. I think Mr. Coulter wanted a shot of a server kind of gliding along. And so they just put her in rollerblades. And I don't think you were ever supposed to see.
Really?
I don't think you were supposed to ever see that she was actually on. Maybe I'm wrong.
Because there's a couple of them on.
Oh, are there? Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't see anybody
else.
Because
at first
I
was like,
really weird.
No, because you're right. Because at first I was like, this is the straight. What is the server doing? She just looks like she is being pushed on some sort of dolly
right.
across the screen.
Yeah, I thought it was just for the effect. But I guess if there were others on rollerblades that I didn't see.
Yeah.
That's pretty random. I mean, as someone who's a fan of rollerblades. I don't want to pass drinks in them.
No, absolutely not. And then we meet Charlotte's new boyfriend.
I call him Paul the Ball Guy.
Or Paul Erickson.
Paul Erickson.
The VP of record labels, classical and jazz division.
Robert T. Bogue.
All right.
That's how you say his name. He did Guiding Light was his most steady credit that I saw. But once again, still an actor. As someone who's a fan of jazz, like I like jazz. It's actually what I did in college. Sometimes, like, talking about jazz is a little bit much.
The authenticity of Miles Timbre is going to blow you away. I mean, the fusion revolution changed the entire concept of contemporary music.
Calm down.
Yeah, relax, Paul. And then we're also introduced to the Carrie necklace.
Oh, is this the first time seeing it?
Yeah, I think so, because she says when she finds that picture from the disposable cameras, when she says that, that's her favorite necklace, and she puts it on, and then we see in the next scene that it is the Carrie necklace.
Oh, that's fun. I didn't catch that at all. Good eye, Elise.
You're welcome.
We have our possible second big sighting.
Yep. Paul plays with his balls.
Paul plays with his balls. Okay, we can talk about that for a minute.
That's all I have. I don't really have much more to say.
Because the question is asked, like, what is that about? Now, I don't know that I've ever witnessed that. But that is a lot. Like, if I was around someone doing, I feel like I would be like, something wrong down there?
Yeah. Sir?
Sir? Asked the stranger across the room.
Yeah. No, I mean, I live in New York. There's a lot of times I see things. And
that's true.
I just want to say, excuse me.
We leave the party, and she decides to go ahead and get to know this new Yankee.
Joe. We get his name.
Joe. Yeah, Joe Starr, but he's really just Yankee Joe. I think even in IMDb, he's like Yankee Joe.
Yeah.
How'd you like your first fashion party?
Kind of cool.
And then they go to their Sunday morning catch-up brunch.
We have them out. This does become the place that they go to.
Okay.
And I have no idea if it's a real place. I feel like it's probably a soundstage because they use it over and over again. But if anyone knows for real, like maybe someone did extra work or something, I would love to know if it actually was on... I'm guessing it was in a studio.
Yeah, or I'm assuming we could find it out online.
Probably. I couldn't see it anywhere. And we find out that Carrie's on page 6.
With Joe Starr.
Yep.
And the second they start talking about that, Miranda decides to distract everyone and announce the arrival of her new Palm Pilot.
Yay. Miranda has a Palm Pilot. Remember when that was a big deal?
Yeah.
No, I was going to say famously, because I'm so famous. I resisted cell phones for so long. I'm probably the last person in, like, my group of friends to have owned a cell phone. So I'm not even sure Palm Pilots were still a thing so much when I got mine, but maybe they were. But I remember them being a big deal.
Right.
And Miranda just wants to show her Palm Pilot. And Charlotte is kind of rude.
Okay. Everybody has got to look at my new Palm Pilot. It's amazing.
This is my entire schedule. Great. The first time Big sees you, you look like that, and you're with the Yankees.
Like, she does interrupt Miranda. I mean, no one wants to hear about your Palm Pilot, but still.
And, yeah, and now this is when we realize that I don't think it's summer, because I wrote down, Miranda doesn't want to talk about boyfriends. She is putting on her snow outfit and leaving.
So Miranda goes to get the check, which isn't a thing.
Right, yeah. She gets up.
She mostly just wants to, I think, get away from the situation. We get back to Chris's ball problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, so what I wrote is that Miranda speaks for a portion of the population.
Right.
And I feel like this is a very meta moment, probably, where I feel like between seasons, or I think there was a lot of talk of why don't these women talk about anything other than their relationships. And I think that they sometimes do, but yeah, it is a show about relationships, so it's mostly what they discuss. And I do feel like this was the show's way of taking on that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Where Miranda doesn't want to talk about guys anymore.
How does it happen that four such smart women have nothing to talk about but boyfriends? It's like seventh grade with bank accounts. What about us? What we think, we feel, we know, Christ. Does it always have to be about them? Just, you know, give me a call when you're ready to talk about something besides men for a change.
And then Carrie goes shopping.
Because the rule number three is, until emotionally stabilized, enter no stores. And then we cut to Miranda walking down the street dressed as anybody's from West Side Story.
Well, we have Samantha teaching.
Oh, yeah, that part was just weird to me, so I didn't write it down.
There's lots of baseball stuff.
Sorry.
We talk about the pinch hitter, which is her vibrator. Which...
Yeah, she brings in... Sorry. So Samantha has a lot of sex with James Gherkin.
And then we also cut to Charlotte buying underwear. We have officially probably the shortest relationship on this show ever, which is where Charlotte buys underwear for the guy, hoping that fixes the problem. And he freaks out.
Not as much as Miranda's guy. What was his name?
Religious guy.
Yeah, the religious guy did with the... shame.
And first of all, he doesn't seem to mind that she... His thing is like, you're buying me presents already?
Right.
But like, he sat down to open a present. It wasn't until he saw what it was. So maybe he knows what the thing was. Maybe he knows... I tried to figure out why he got so upset about it.
Maybe he doesn't like Barney's.
Maybe. So Miranda likes to go for long walks. So do I, Miranda. Maybe I'm Miranda.
Maybe you are Miranda.
I do love long walks randomly through... the city. Yeah, what is she wearing?
She's wearing overalls, like oversized overalls with that oversized windbreaker and that hat. It is anybody's from West Side Story. That is what she is dressed as. And she sees Eric Asshole.
The former love of her life, walking hand in hand with the woman he left her for.
Sees Eric the Asshole. They're outside of the Met.
Yeah.
Sees Eric and hides. And then... pretty comically runs down the sidewalk.
Right.
Like, basically flailing her arms about and, like, avoiding pedestrians.
Like a baby.
As she runs as quickly as she can. We get to the bar where Carrie and Joe are having... well, they're playing games. Mm-hmm. They're, like, catching peanuts in their mouth. I hope that's a bar that you do that at and someone sweeps the floor. Otherwise, that's just kind of annoying.
And rude.
I find Joe's reaction through all of this very funny. First of all, Joe is very handsome.
Very handsome.
I'm guessing that he's made the choice of, like, how can I most aggressively chew my gum?
Oh, I didn't notice
that. Oh, it's just a very, like, dude thing where he's like the gum is sometimes it's some really, really aggressive gum chewing. But also just his reaction in general when Carrie sees Big and he's just sort of, like, oblivious and looking around and then kind of looking at her. So we have the possible Big sighting that turns out to be the actual Big sighting.
And where we get breakup rule number four, which is never stop thinking about him even for a moment, because that's the moment when he'll appear.
And he appears and she sort of points out that it's the perfect moment, that she looks terrific. She's with the new Yankee. Big is a Yankees fan, so he has that added thing of knowing who this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the perfect way you could possibly run into an ex.
Yeah, and Big, I was waiting for it, and how is this going to happen? Big doesn't introduce himself, and Carrie doesn't introduce Big, so we don't know Big's name.
So we're going to continue that.
You know, and Big says to that he knows who the Yankee is, and he's a big fan. Tells Carrie she never looked better.
It's perfect. She should be so happy and excited about the way this went down, but as we cut to them going for a walk, we have one of my favorite lines in the show. When they have a little kiss and she cries and then he tries to assure everything's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's
really
okay. It's okay. You're okay.
No, I don't think I'm okay. I just cried in your mouth.
I love that. I think that's so, because I think it's really funny, but it's also really heartbreaking to me. Like, it's really sad of like, I just cried in your mouth. Like, I don't know. Something about that really, really gets me. And to Joe's credit, like, he tries really hard to make her feel better and make her feel okay about it and doesn't want to leave her. And she keeps saying, would you just please leave? Please leave. And I felt sort of badly for him.
Right.
And so eventually she leaves.
She leaves and she goes to a payphone.
She goes to a payphone.
Which, I don't know if this was the intent, but I thought she called Big.
That was my question for you, because I wanted to know what you thought was happening.
Because I even wrote down payphone, oh, no drunk texting during breakup, because if this was, this is the first time she's, what I thought, I was like, okay, this is the first time Carrie's called Big since they've broken up. If there was phones and like texting, this would not have been the first time, because she would have had been texting with him. And she says,
I know things are really weird between us right now, but I really need to talk. Can you, will you meet me at our place in like 15 minutes?
Yeah, meet me at our place.
If I rewind, now it feels so obvious. But if I rewind in my mind, I definitely also thought that she was calling Mr. Big. They do. That's a pretty good, a pretty good job of fueling you here.
And then I wrote, oh, it's Miranda.
And it's Miranda. And once again, also, like, they stay in that diner for so long, it feels really obvious. But I do remember, being fooled. And the reveal of Miranda sitting there. And, of course, you know how I feel about that.
I saw Big, and I completely fell apart. And I know you want me to be over him. I just
thought... I'm a jerk. It's my stuff. It's not you. I saw Eric on the street today, and I hid.
And then you get the number 5 breakup rule, which is... No matter who broke your heart or how long it takes to heal, you'll never get through it without your friends.
It's very true.
It is very true. And Miranda's like, these fries are cold. Or Carrie's like,
Carrie says, it's so a nothing exchange. But Carrie's saying, these fries are cold. And Miranda's saying, like, yeah. And then Carrie breaks, like, in kind of a laugh. It just feels so real and so tender. And such a beautiful nothing moment between these two friends.
See, I, on the other hand, was reading too much into it. I was like, oh, wait. Has Miranda been there for a while waiting for Carrie? Is that why her fries are cold?
That could be true also. You know, it took Carrie longer than 15 minutes to get there.
Right.
Wherever that is.
Is that the same place where they have brunch?
Yes.
Sorry. Wait, I just got like a chill in my leg. And it made me kick the table.
Yes, that is. So that's our recurring brunch location.
We don't know where it is.
We don't know where it is. Once again, it's probably on a soundstage. Well, no longer. It probably was on a soundstage. And there you go. That is the second season premiere of Sex and the City.
No talking to the camera.
So I'm going to go ahead and call it.
It's done?
It's done.
They decided after the first season we're not going
to
do that.
No anymore. More talking to the camera. I'm 99% sure that it never happens again. But it's funny because it's it's something that worked when it worked. I feel like it never didn't work, but it also wasn't necessary.
Right.
And in fact, the more sparsely they used it were the moments that I liked more.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, and you don't have to tell me, if the street interviews are going to continue, because I kind of like, I think, let me be honest, I think they're absolutely terrible. But I like it because I'm like, there's going to be one person who I'm totally going to like get a good one-liner from, and it's going to make me laugh. Like that peanut lady.
Yeah.
Like, this is who I am.
We get them for a little bit longer.
Listen, why'd you have to ruin it? I said don't.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell your friends.
Mike's going into this whole new character right now.
Character.
Thanks for joining us.
We've had a great time.
Tell your friends.
We hope you've enjoyed.
Bye. No, bye. We have to give the regular outro that we don't know yet. We'll figure it out by season 3.
By season 3 or 4.
Maybe.
Season 7. It exists.
Just find us on Twitter. Retweet. Tell your friends.
I still say grab their phone and just subscribe them.
Just subscribe them.
And make sure you put the little button so that it goes in sequential order. That's very important.
We stand neutral on the SJP Kim Cattrall.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
We don't want to talk about it. Too much. Mike's going to edit that out.
Breaks my heart.
Breaks his heart.
But I can't stop reading about it.
But we stand neutral.
Neutral. Bye.
Mike's team SJP.
You can visit us at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder.com, like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram, all at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWPodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at Mikey Jensen. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out Theater Podcast Productions to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. We'll be back next week with The Awful Truth. You know, the most beautiful women in New York and take care of my precious lady. And and Elise has to sneeze.
Yep, I couldn't help but wonder if they were greater than finding a relation. Wait, if, oh.
It's about her
sorry.
Step, yeah.
I couldn't help but wonder if catching a fly ball was a greater. I wrote this down, but I can't read it. Mike's going to have to put this one in. If the the street interviews will continue.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock.
What's that?
It's a timer.
Yeah, creepy.
Change your name, change your phone number, change your job. They're all bums.